Further Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 40, Select Devotees, Episode 19, The Story of Damodara Pandit. Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami offers his respectful obeisances unto the lotus feet of his spiritual master and of all the other preceptors on the path of devotional service. He also offers his respectful obeisances unto all the Vaishnavas and unto the six Goswamis of Vrindavan, which include Srila Rupa Goswami, Srila Sanatan Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, Jiva Goswami, and their associates. Krishnadas Kaviraj also offers respectful obeisances unto Sri Advaita Acharya Prabhu, Sri Nityananda Prabhu, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as well as all of Lord Chaitanya's devotees, headed by Srivas Thakur. Next, Krishnadas Kaviraj offers respectful obeisances unto the lotus feet of Lord Krishna and Srimati Radharani and all the gopis, headed by Lalita and Vishakha. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. All glories to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. All glories to Nityananda Prabhu. All glories to Advaita Acharya. And all glories to all the devotees of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Now in Jagannath Puri, there was a young boy who had been born of an Orissan Brahmana, but who had later lost his father. The boy's features were very beautiful, and his behavior was extremely gentle. The boy would come daily to see Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he would offer Lord Chaitanya respectful obeisances. The young boy was free to talk with Lord Chaitanya, because Lord Chaitanya was the boy's life and soul. But the boy's intimacy with Sri Krishna Chaitanya and Sri Krishna Chaitanya's mercy towards him were intolerable for Damodara Pandit. Again and again, Damodara Pandit forbade the son of the Brahmana to visit Sri Krishna Chaitanya. But the boy could not bear staying home and not seeing Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The boy would come every day to Lord Chaitanya, who in turn treated him with great affection. For it is the nature of any boy to go see a man who loves him. However, this was intolerable for Damodara Pandit. He thus became greatly unhappy, but there was nothing he could say, for the boy would simply ignore his restrictions. One day when the boy came to Lord Chaitanya, Sri Krishna Chaitanya very affectionately inquired from him about all kinds of news. And after some time, when the boy stood up and left, the intolerant Damodara Pandit began speaking. Impudently, Damodara Pandit said to Lord Chaitanya, "Everyone says that you are a great teacher because of your instructions to others. But now we shall find out what kind of teacher you are. You are known as a teacher or acharya, but now talk about your attributes and reputation will spread throughout the city of Purushottam. How your position will be impaired." Although Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu knew that Damodara Pandit was a pure and simple devotee, upon hearing this impudent talk, Lord Chaitanya replied, "My dear Damodar, what nonsense are you speaking? My Lord, you are the independent personality of Godhead, beyond all criticism. So you can act as you please. No one can say anything to restrict you. But nevertheless, the entire world is impudent. So people can say anything. How can you stop them? Dear Lord, you are a learned teacher. Why then don't you consider that this boy is the son of a widowed Brahmani? Why are you so affectionate to him? Although the boy's mother is completely austere and chaste, still she has one natural fault. She is a very beautiful young girl. And you, my dear lord, are a handsome, attractive young man. Therefore, certainly people will whisper about you. So why should you give them such an opportunity? And having said this, Damodara Pandit became silent. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu smiled. Pleased within himself, he considered the impudence of Damodara Pandit. This impudence is also a sign of pure love for me. I have no other intimate friend like Damodara Pandit. Thinking in this way, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to perform his noon duties, and the next day, Lord Chaitanya called Damodar Pandit to a solitary place. My dear friend Damodar, you had better go to Nadia and stay with my mother, for I see no one but you to protect her, for you are so careful that you can caution even me. You are the most neutral among all of my associates. This is very good, for without being neutral, one cannot protect religious principles. You can do whatever I cannot. Indeed, you can chastise even me, what to speak of others. So it is best for you to go to the shelter of my mother's lotus feet, for no one will be able to behave independently in front of you. At intervals, you may come see me here, and then soon again go back there. Offer my mother millions of my obeisances. Please, speak to her about my happiness here, and thus give her happiness. Tell her that I sent you to inform her of my personal activities so that she may share in my happiness. Speaking in this way, satisfy the mind of Mother Shachi, and also remind her of one most confidential incident along with this message from me. My dear mother, I come to your home again and again just to eat all the sweetmeats and vegetables you offer. You know that I come and eat the offerings, but because of external separation, you consider this a dream. During the last Magha Sankranti festival, you cooked varieties of vegetables, condensed milk, cakes, and sweet rice just for me. You offered the food to Lord Krishna, and while you were in meditation, I suddenly appeared, and your eyes filled with tears. I went there in great haste and ate everything. And when you saw me eating, you felt great happiness. In a moment, after you had wiped your eyes, you saw that the plate you had offered me was empty. Then you thought, oh, I dreamt as if Nimai were eating everything. So in the condition of external separation, you were again under illusion, thinking that you had not offered the food to Lord Vishnu. So you then went to see the cooking pots and found that every pot was still filled with food. Therefore, you again offered the food after cleansing the place for the offering. And thus, I again and again eat everything you offer me, for I am attracted by your pure love, and only by your order am I living here in Neelachala, Jagannath Puri. Nevertheless, you still pull me near you because of your great love for me. So, Damodar, please remind Mother Shachi in this way again and again, and worship her lotus feet in my name. And after saying this, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ordered that varieties of prasad offered to Lord Jagannath be brought. Lord Chaitanya then gave Damodara Pandit the prasadam, separately packed, to offer to various Vaishnavas and his mother. In this way, Damodara Pandit went to Nadia, Navadweep. After meeting Mother Shachi, Damodar Pandit stayed under the care of her lotus feet. Damodar delivered all the prasadam to such great Vaishnavas as Advaita Acharya. Thus he stayed there and behaved according to the order of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Everyone knew that Damodar Pandit was strict in his practical dealings. Therefore everyone was afraid of him and dared not to do anything independent. Damodar Pandit would verbally chastise every devotee of Lord Chaitanya whom he found deviating even slightly from proper behavior. Thus, Damodar Pandit established the standard etiquette. In this way, Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj describes Damodar Pandit's verbal chastisements. He says that as soon as one hears about this, atheistic principles and ignorance depart. The pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are deeper than millions of seas and oceans. Therefore, no one can understand what Lord Chaitanya does or why Lord Chaitanya does it. Krishnadas Kaviraj says that even he himself does not know the deep meaning of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's activities. Thus, Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami shall try to explain them externally as far as possible. The following are purports to this section by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Damodar Pandit was a great devotee of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sometimes, however, a person in such a position becomes impudent, being influenced by the external energy and material considerations. Thus, a devotee mistakenly dares to criticize the activities of the spiritual master or even the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Despite the logic that Caesar's wife must be above suspicion, the devotee should not be disturbed by the activities of one's spiritual master and should thus not try to criticize the spiritual master. A devotee should be fixed in the conclusion that the spiritual master cannot be subject to criticism and should never be considered equal to a common man. Even if there appears to be some discrepancy according to an imperfect devotee's estimation, the devotee should be fixed in the conviction that even if his spiritual master goes to a liquor shop, he is not a drunkard. Rather, he must have some purpose in going there. It is said in a Bengali poem, Yadyapi Nityananda Sura Bhadi Yai, Tatapi Ahoy Nityananda Rai. Even if I see that Lord Nityananda has entered a liquor shop, I shall not be diverted from my conclusion that Nityananda Rai is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. As a simple and staunch devotee of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Damodara Pandit could not tolerate criticism of Lord Chaitanya, but unfortunately, he himself was criticizing Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his own way. Lord Chaitanya could understand that it was because of Damodar Pandit's simplicity that he impudently dared criticize him. Nevertheless, such behavior by a devotee is not very good. Because Mother Shachi was feeling separation from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, She thought she was dreaming that her son had come to her. Lord Chaitanya, however, wanted to inform Mother Sachi that actually it was not a dream. Lord Chaitanya actually came there and ate whatever his mother offered him. Such are the dealings of advanced devotees with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. As stated in Brahma Samhita, Premanjana Churita Bhakti Vilochanena Santak Sadaiva Hridayeshu Vilokayanti Yang Shyama Sundaram Achintya Guna Swarupam Govindam Adi Purusham Tamahang Bhajami. I, Lord Brahma, worship the primeval Lord Govinda, who is always seen by the devotee, whose eyes are anointed with the pulp of love. Govinda is seen in his eternal form of Shyama Sundara, situated within the heart of the devotee. Thus, pure devotees realize dealings with Krishna on the transcendental plane. But because the devotees are still within the material world, they think that these are dreams. Krishna, however, talks with the advanced devotee, and the advanced devotee also sees Krishna. It is all factual. It is not a dream. Recorded February 23, 2022 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat. Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Srivas Adigor Bhakta Vrinda Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Jai Advaita Gadadhara Srivas Adigor Bhakta Vrinda Krishna 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 He Krishna 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 He Krishna 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 Rakshama Krishna 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 Pahimam Rama Raghava Rama Raghava Rama Raghava Rakshamam Krishna Keshava Krishna Keshava Krishna Keshava Pahimam Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare